they calculated this since the late 1800s about how to slowly destroy our soul, to destroy our society. And they have gut reaction, they have subjective interpretation, and they have judgment, but they don't have the reasoning. They don't ask themselves, now why do I think that? Why did I feel uncomfortable with that? Why did I react to that? No. It's, and you're not feeling the same way, or this is what you've done, and I don't like it, and therefore I'm going to condemn you. So.
Many of you remember Dr. Zelenko, the courageous doctor who saved countless lives using hydroxychloroquine during the pandemic. Dr. Z not only saved lives in the United States, but many countries adopted his protocols, and he saved even more lives around the world. Since those early days, him and his team at Z-Stack developed an entire line of immunity-building supplements, from Z-Detox to Z-Shield to Z-Night. Now they also have Kids Z-Stack. It's the same as the adult Z-Stack, but formulated to protect kids from the onslaught they will see this cold and flu season. What many don't know about Dr. Z was his passion to end child trafficking. Before he passed away, he partnered with Mission Safe Harbor, and now a portion of every sale of Kids Z-Stack is donated to help end child trafficking. Now you can protect your kids while also helping to protect kids everywhere. Buy using the link below or go to sarahwessel.com under shop. Know you are protecting your entire family while also helping to end child trafficking.
Everything. Yeah. How can we shut you up? Political correctness. And there's one thing about it coming out of the 60s of, you know, love everyone and freedom and all of that hippie movement and everything else. But what's missing in there is it's the fact that they don't want the best for other people. They haven't. Also, let's just think about it this way. Everyone gets a trophy. They don't know how to compete. They don't understand losing. They don't understand give and take. They don't understand that you can play hard against your friends on the other team. But then when the game's over, you're having beers together. And those experiences that form the foundation of how each individual copes in life is seriously missing. And so when I look at those kinds of behaviors, then I try to track them to see how are people acting on them? Why are people believing it? How are they continuing to promote it? I've never trolled anyone on Twitter, but a couple of months ago, I had a lot of fun doing it because this one guy, he published a trivia questionnaire or game or whatever, and I answered it, and I thought it was really nice. And it was the first time on Twitter I saw all these names listed, because once we got shadow banned, no one gave the list of all the people, because then there was too afraid that they'd get shadow banned with you. And I made a comment that it was so nice to see. Well, it turned out they were all liberal and they went after me.
Oh.
Or, oh, well, and they'd say things like, oh, I now follow everyone but that Republican. But what really shocked me was that they thought they could tell me how to be. Well, you can't continue with us because you're this way and you need to do this. And I just kept trolling them with memes. And then I thought, I'm going a little further, because nothing registers. Nothing registers, and I want to understand those responses back, because what are the thoughts that they have that block out that information, that helps them resist hearing it. And so I continued on a little longer. I had so much fun doing it. So much fun.
Were you doing it? Did it almost get out your aggression a little bit because you wanted to just to show them things is helpful for you just to create sanity in your own mind?
It wasn't aggression. It actually became a research project because no matter what I did, no matter how I tried to show them things, there was going to be no way I would get through. So in that case, I wanted to see how they responded so I could then ultimately analyze what these responses are and is there a way that we can find a crack to make sense with them. This particular group, I will tell you, there's got to be a big tragedy, a big, oh my God, I never expected that, for them to wake up. I came to the conclusion. And then I went back to my psychological theories. And I thought, you know what? This isn't complex. Eric Byrne came up with the three ego states, the parent, adult, and child. I realized they come from either the parent or the child. And then I learned that there are all these adulting classes, adulting books, because these people were never given the thinking or the skills or even encouraged to be an adult. And so I would do more things to trigger them because, and then there would be others that would follow suit and get on the bandwagon. And I thought, we have got to do something about the lack of, it's not strategic, it's not even critical, it's the lack of the ability to even challenge themselves. Self-validation, that's how they operate. Self-evident, okay, I believe this, now all these other people believe it. You can't tell me that I'm wrong. You can't tell me that there's another way to look at life. And when you think about that, boy, no wonder they needed safe spaces. No wonder they react as they do.
So where are we as a country? Are we ready to transition to a more free country? Are we ready to take down the U.S. corporation versus becoming getting back to our roots of an actual republic? I mean, where are we and are people able to accept that? Because that's the goal, right? Is for us to recover who we are.
I think far more people are awake than are acknowledged. And also many of those that are awake can't express it because it might hurt their job. It might create a problem with their family. A very nice woman called me the other day, and she's from New Jersey, and she has a rather public role. And she told me that there is a wide group of people of color
that cannot
open their mouth about where they're at because it will be suicide. Financial suicide, career suicide, job suicide. And that's why we need to have a major tragic event, not a Black Swan event and not a Maui fire, but we need to have a major event of truth being validated. Because once truth is validated, it's very hard for the mind to go back.
Well, what kind of event do you see that as? Because, you know, you look at COVID where 15% of the people have been injured and all the people dying, that wasn't enough for people.
Well, here's the thing. The vax is safe. It's not causing it. You've still got the media behind that. And so people then rationalize it by saying, Oh, well, they had an adverse effect, but it didn't affect everyone. Oh, yeah? You sure?
That's right. Because that 15% doesn't count the rise in cancers. It doesn't count the slow death that's happening.
It doesn't count that they found that it triggers leprosy.
Yes. And also, you know? and it sheds and affects everybody else, and everybody's
exactly.
dealing with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And people have been told that's BS. And I did a radio interview, and it was about the election. And I said, well, if you look at the film 2000 Mules, and he cut me off and he said, that's a conspiracy theory. And I said, they spent over $4 million to get the right tracking information. And our Supreme Court justice said that that is the best way of tracking people. No, it's a conspiracy theory. I need you to not talk about that.
That's because they were told it was. They told that the human trafficking and child trafficking was a conspiracy theory.
Oh, I cannot believe Morning Joe and Mika, where their heads are at. And here's what I wonder.
But are they MK Ultra or something? Are they like have split personalities and are control? I mean, because who is that demented and stupid? You know what I mean? Because you just can't believe it.
Okay. And they think and stupid because we see it. See, more and more people are seeing what has been invisible to others. So you had the first group that has been far more aware and has been part of, if you want to call it, the truther community. And when you have that and it starts to grow, then what we have is a potential movement. But when that potential movement has to bite its tongue and not speak, then things have to be done privately, off the cuff. And I know, Juan O'Savin said he started out, we needed like 60% to believe. And then he went to 70, then he went to 75. Now he's a little over 80. And I often think, you know, the 80-20 rule is the opposite. Because if he's saying 80% are awake and 20% are not, then what we're looking at is the 20% are having an influence over the media, all of their resistance. And they are the ones that actually are having more power because they found a way to make us afraid to speak and talk. And we have to find a way. But that's why I keep coming back to, I think the 2020 investigation will be a huge help, a huge help.
But see, now they used the 2020 because they did do some investigation, like the audit in Arizona got shut down by the Republicans behind
right.
the scenes. They went to court, and every court, you know, gets back to the Breger report where it, you know, a deep investigation, it's hitting 26 states. It's probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And they are saying it too. All these courts are blackmailed. They're controlling everything. And then the media comes in and says, see, they lost in court. No, they weren't allowed to share in court because the court is controlled and blackmailed. And, but then they use it to do more propaganda. And so yeah. people just yeah. don't believe, you know, because so much happened with the 2020 election. Everyone knew the January 6th shutdown is a shut people down too. I put out these original reports. It was so obvious to me with my computer system back. I had like 500 computer scientists and mathematicians across the country that I was talking to that were a group that were had it all, you know, mostly figured out. Those people, right. nobody would listen to them. The reporters wouldn't listen to them. Even most of the people in independent media wouldn't listen to them. Those were the best and brightest in our country across the country, and nobody would listen to them.
Yep.
So you get to a point where it's like, well, what? I don't know.
Well,
I mean, that's maybe what we have our own. That's what they dealt with in the Soviet Union. You know, they crushed people. Mao did. They crushed people. That's what I feel like we're dealing with.
Well, we are. There is that element. Think about how McCarthy and Lindsey Graham and McConnell all came out accusing Trump of the insurrection, when it was McConnell and Pelosi that wouldn't let the National Guard be there.
That's right. It's so obvious. But see, I have a problem though with it. Trump is a decent leader, but we can't just depend on one strong leader. Things don't work that way. And if if all the risk is on one guy, we're really in trouble.
He is the catalyst, but we're not totally dependent on him.
If we are, we're done. I mean,
we can't count on one person.
That's the point.
And the thing is that other things are happening to wake people up. I can't say that certain laws are being changed or anything like that. They're being changed for the worst. But, you know, every executive order, this might be another way to trigger people. I don't know. So let me think out loud. Every executive order that Trump put in that has had to be renewed after 2 years, Joe Biden has signed it to be renewed. When the Democrats find out that Joe Biden supported these executive orders of Donald Trump, is that not going to be shocking? Why did he do it? What was the purpose in that? But that's because I think he's controlled.
Well, what do you mean? If Biden supports the Trump executive orders, that's, from your perspective, would that be a good thing?
A very good thing. But for the Democrats, it's a horrible thing.
Yes. They want to totally reverse everything. Exactly. Obviously, Biden is controlled. I think he's controlled by Obama, maybe, or that group, because 70% of that cabinet is all the Obama people.
Well, yes. And I think they operate from hubris. They just think they're so right.
Don't they think they're superior to us?
Of course.
They are just so much smarter. They are the elites and we know everything. But why can't they figure, like, for the basic vaccine stuff? I know what the people who are trying to depopulate think. But why can't they see how stupid their ways are? Why can't they see how much injury they're causing? Because back in the day when, what was it, the Ebola vaccine, I don't know, that killed six people, 46, very small number, 46 people, something like that. They shut it down. Exactly. This one is killing. We've never had this much killing. And they can't even see that. It's like that's the sign of craziness, isn't it? When they don't even know they're crazy.
It's a sign of delusion. I'm just going to reach for my bottle of water. Excuse me. It's a sign of delusion. And that, to me, is we get called deplorables. Democrats are delusional. Because... And I feel like I'm turning into a broken record, but they don't go back and think. They either accept the gospel or it's what other people think and they want to be in with them. They want to feel part of, and there's still that quote unquote Republican Party is just for the rich. That is just so opposite. But
is it? Because we already talked about there's so many more rhinos than there are, like, people who give a crap.
There are rhinos and dinos. I mean, Nancy Pelosi had her daughter, her filmmaker daughter, be there on January 6th. Did she not know what was going to happen? Why else? She didn't have her daughter, the filmmaker, come to sit in the chamber to watch everyone approve and sanction Joe Biden's win. No, not at all. And she was even caught pretending to be on the phone, and the phone wasn't even on in one of the shots. So when you try to show these people things, I think the CIA did a very good job convincing us that if you don't agree, it's a conspiracy theory. And so if you present a new idea or a different idea or a different angle, oh, well, that's a conspiracy theory. And then this friend of mine, although I don't see her anymore because she thinks I've gone crazy, but when I wanted to tell her something that my brother had researched, she stopped me. She said, "You told me he looks into conspiracy theories. I don't want to hear it." That is the perfect example of the mass formation psychosis of, I need to believe this, because she also comes from fear. And when you come from fear, you have to hold on to certain things as their thoughts or their reactions, but they're the security blankets that help them get through the day. They're not, that's why they need safe spaces. I mean, they haven't been taught that the most important character ability is resilience. Life always throws adversity at you. And when you have that adversity, if you're able to bounce back, and that's Trump. But sometimes I wonder, how many of our politicians on the Rhino side, I don't think the Democrat side, but on the Rhino side, were either captain of the football team, president of student body, cheerhead, that they were more concerned about popularity and playing the game than ever becoming human beings?
That's right. That's what we're dealing with all around, I think. I think that's, but how do we deal with the divide and conquer situation? Because this is what I'm trying to get at, because all we're doing is fighting with each other, Republican, Democrat. How do you get away from that? And I almost like you don't want to, what was it? John Adams said that the party system is going to destroy our country. I think it was him, because it all it does is create, we're going to divide and fight each other instead of uniting to fight a common enemy. How do we get past that?
Who's talking about stop dividing? Who's talking about we need to join other forces? When I was head of the Republican overseas and our UK chapter, and I was at Sky News, and the head of the Democrats abroad was there, and I said, you know, we really should get everyone together so we can talk, in particular because we were dealing with this Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, and it was affecting all 9 million expats. It didn't matter what your political persuasion was. And he looked at me, he said, what would be the purpose in that? And I thought, you're the one that's leading the Democrats abroad in the UK, and you don't even think that we should get together to discover how there is a new tax law that is going to increase our taxes or increase the cost, and I mean substantially, of producing our taxes. You don't think that it's a common goal that Deutsche Bank sent letters out to all of their American clients that once this goes into effect in July 2014, we're not handling your investment accounts, we're not handling your insurance, we're not handling your bank accounts, we're getting rid of all Americans because of how erroneous and costly this new law.
That's right. Yep. So, but that's the point. I think, like you were saying, people who are in these leadership positions, they care about more popularity than, and I think what's happening is they care more about beating the other side than doing what's right for the American people or right for people in general. It's the game they're playing. And so they can't get past the game of fighting each other to actually come together to do what's right for the people. And it's so entrenched in politics that it almost needs to be dismantled.
Well, I actually think that what is the excuse of politics is a bunch of spiteful children going after one another. And when you think about Mitch McConnell saying, I'm going to put up obstacles on everything about Obama. But you know who started it? Newt Gingrich. This is all because when Newt Gingrich became Speaker of the House, he encouraged the attacking of the other side. I mean, he's revered as a statesman now, but he was the one that permitted that kind of behavior. And so it's been a slow build to a certain point where now it's, I have a dog that's making that noise. I'm sorry about that.
I can't even hear your dog. It's good.
Oh, you can't? Oh,
no,
all right.
It's then all
I
good.
Don't worry about it. Thank you. So when you think about Nancy Pelosi, she's another one I've known for 40 plus years. In fact, Nancy and I worked in 1984 to bring the Democrat convention to San Francisco. I was on the Republican side. She was on the Democrat side. We got all of the Democrats and Republicans behind it. Oh, you could never do that today.
Everybody has to fight. And how do we get past it? Because you can't, this divide and conquer thing is real. We're spending more of our time fighting each other than to do what 80% of the populace wants. The majority of the populace wants certain things and they don't care. They'd rather fight with each other. And there's no middle ground anymore on anything. And I would like it, you know, when I talked about getting rid of or moving past the U.S. corporation to more of the republic, you know, there's a lot of things about the corporation versus the, and I've heard you bring that up before, which is pretty interesting in the official capacity. And Trump, from what I understand, he's trying to bring back he'd like to bring back the original, our republic, and get rid of this whole corporate. That's a big thing. And I would like to understand that more because I've worked with a lot of groups, I've interviewed a ton of groups who are looking at that and taking that very seriously, but people don't understand. Now that's something that the average person has no clue about.
No clue at all that they don't understand. Actually, the city of London is 1 mile square, and in 1066, King William gave them a proclamation that they could be a separate entity, that the royals had no jurisdiction over them. That grew. In 1781, what you had was all of these bankers who really, well, actually, it had been going on before, but because we owed money to France, Britain then offered, or these bankers offered, the U.S. money. But what it meant was that the Vatican would be the bank, the finances would be managed by London, and the U.S. would be the military, and thus the U.S. corporation was born. And that was to keep the central banks going. What Trump did was, the Federal Reserve had always been separate. He put the Federal Reserve under the Treasury. By putting it under the Treasury, that was the first step in trying to dismantle the Federal Reserve. But these people have such incredible power. That is one side that I don't get enough information to understand how they're being taken out, how we're fighting against it. I don't have enough bandwidth to really understand Nasara and Jassara. I can't go there. I have to depend on other people for that aspect. But the quantum computing, and that was one of the three executive orders. So again, these things are in place. And
Yeah, we don't know. Quantum computing is just a faster computer structure. It's like saying you got a new hard drive and that's going to solve problems. It's like, well, because the hard drive is faster. It's not. Implementing it throughout society is a whole nother ballgame.
Well, and if it's true that that's going on, then who was it? Oh my God. George. Oh, what's his name? It'll come to me, but he said Google will not be Google in 10 to 20 years time because of blockchain coming in and overpowering the internet. So if we're to believe that if we vote through quantum computing, I don't think we're going to be using machines. So there's a discrepancy. So how do we know quantum computing when the quantum financial system is going to benefit us, and how is it being implemented? Evidently, there are people that follow it and they know really well. I better stop talking about it because
Just hold on a second. I would like to talk to people who are actually doing it and claim they're doing it, not the reporters, because every time I hear a reporter, because that's my background, I understand that pretty deeply. What I've done over the years with data modeling, and I mean, I was really good at it back in the day when I did it. And so when I hear this stuff, and you know, and my kids are all in it, everybody around me are engineers. And, you know, and then I hear the reporters talk about it and they're off, they don't get it. And so, and they're just saying high level crap that doesn't make sense. So I'm like, I'd like to talk to the people actually in it. And then so what, cause there's so much you can do with just what we have right now. It's more of a social political thing than it is just having the hardware and software to do something. And it seems like there you can point at quantum and then you can make people believe almost anything by just pointing at this, you know, it's this magical fairy dust. It's like, this stuff doesn't make sense to me because I'm not, because they're trying to make advanced computing seem like it can solve other problems without talking about how that's actually going to happen. And I don't know. There's something off there, and I would really like to talk to people that were actually implementing it instead of the reporters talking about it publicly, because they aren't talking about it right. And so I'd like to talk to the real people doing it to see what's really true. But I just got to put my two cents in, because I think the BRICS nations, what they're doing, now that's serious.
That's very serious, because they're trying to weaken the dollar. Is it going to happen? Some people think it's not. It's, again, I should not enter this kind of discussion because I don't know.
That's fair. That's fair.
An intelligent comment about it.
No, that's fair. I think that's actually, I have a real lot of respect for you for saying that, because all these people talking about it, all they're doing is talking about it in ways that make it look dumb. And they're not talking about it right. And then it looks like propaganda to me. That's the problem. Yeah. You know, because they're stating things that just aren't, it's like, this is just propaganda BS and people want to feel good and it's hopium. And it's like, we don't need hopium. We need real stuff. We need solutions. Something that could be real is getting rid of the power base of this corporate structure and bringing us back to a republic. And a corporate structure isn't necessarily bad, you know, to use some of that services, but the way it is right now, it's usurped the whole republic. We have no power at all. The people have zero power.
Well, we haven't had power for a long time. And that is, to me, the best part that came out of the 2020 election. It exposed the fact that we have elected politicians that just don't care about us.
Or that weren't elected. Selected. But I'm sorry, keep going.
Yes. Well, if you go back to how a president was originally picked, at the early conventions, you didn't even know who their VP running mate would be until about day two or three in the convention that they'd announced, because it was the cigar smoking backroom politics of making, that's why Hillary Clinton thought it's her turn. It's why Jeb Bush thought it was his turn, because that's the way it used to be. And then we got a primary system, and then the primary system turned into campaigning a year and a half ahead of time, and it grew. But up until Donald Trump won, it was still backroom politics. It didn't matter what was on the surface, where people thought they were voting in a primary and they were choosing the person that they wanted. It wasn't until Donald Trump won that just upset the apple cart for all of that cheating.
At the presidential level, you're saying?
138. Pardon me?
At the presidential level, because you've seen upsets at lower levels here and there.
Oh, there's cheating. I was upset about 2022 because I thought, if we knew what happened in 2020, why aren't we doing something? And someone explained to me that 2020 helped identify the people at closer to the top of the pyramid. 2022 brought it home to where it's happening locally, like Maricopa and county and all the machines that supposedly worked the day before, but the machines that weren't working in all the Republican districts within that county. And
that was obvious. That was an obvious
exactly.
Fraud. Very exactly. Obvious. And people can't see that. But there's a lot of people there who can't see that.
Well, when you think about how the media presents it, you brought up the lawsuits. So the media kept saying 60 of these lawsuits were all turned. No. Trump won one, lost two. 57 were brought by other people, and they didn't have any standing. The fact that they had no standing, no injury, we didn't even need a corrupt judge to reject it. It was the fact that there was no standing.
Everybody had standing if an election's fixed. That's the problem.
Well, when you bring the actual lawsuit to claim that certain actions, you have to be able to prove those actions. And because there was all the denial, it made it very easy for the courts to say, we're not going to hear it.
Yeah,
you don't have standing.
And that's the problem. They've weaponized the courts because obviously everyone has standing. When an election is rigged, it hurts all of us deeply.
It does. But wasn't it 17 district attorneys also brought a case to the Supreme Court and they wouldn't hear it?
Yes. Yeah. That's the point. The whole thing has been weaponized. So how far along are we? Because I know you are in some kind of transitional team working with Trump. We're trying to reincorporate.
I'm not working with Trump directly. I work, there are 12 of us. And what we are trying to do is identify the actual behaviors. We're trying to identify the phraseology. We're trying to really find out who are their social media influencers so that we could try to get to them and educate them. And then our information gets passed on.
There are so many supplements out there, it's confusing what's best for optimizing your health. Beyond getting your basic nutrition, if there's one vital ingredient for optimal health, it's carbon 60. Why? Because carbon 60 is the world's most effective supplement at reducing inflammation and increasing longevity. Inflammation is a major contributing factor of almost all disease, including Alzheimer's, asthma, cancer, heart disease, obesity, and COVID vaccine injury. If you are serious about your health, try carbon 60. Be careful though, not all carbon 60 supplements are equal. I recommend Carbon 60 by Live Longer Labs, the scientists who first brought you Carbon 60 that was suitable for human consumption. They were also first to bring you Carbon 60 in pill form, first to incorporate black seed oil and curcumin, and first to incorporate frequency technology that gives you full spectrum health. You can be confident that you will be buying the absolute best. Buy or learn more with the link below or go to sarahwestall.com under shop.
Now, I've always said that when you have security clearance, you have security clearance in a silo. So what I know, and if there's another task force, what they know, they have different security clearance. So there are certain things that we won't even talk about, we won't even bring up. I got an email, or actually a response to an article I wrote. And I'm really looking forward to this because it just came in today that this particular person had worked on a program for Reagan during the strategic, it wasn't alliance, when Star Wars, AKA Star Wars, when he created Star Wars. And they have computerized, and I don't even know if anyone in the Department of Defense is even aware of it, but I plan on talking to the guy and I'm going to write an article so that maybe it'll wake people up, because our information could go into this that was already built and has been improved upon, but I don't even know if it's being used to better analyze the kinds of information we're passing on to the people who actually are trying to do positive psyops.
It sounds to me, in my role, the positive side, it seems like it's a big psyop war, but in my role, it seems like the government's AWOL. So if there is this positive force out there, they're not open about it. Go ahead.
Well, why do you think the government's AWOL?
It seems like there's a fight taking down our country. And it seems that, and maybe because the media is so controlled by the people who are taking our country down. And that something like Elon Musk, for example, who supposedly is a hero, but we know we got all this facts that he's still shadow banning and all this stuff is going on. I realize that there's employees and stuff who could be part of the problem. They haven't finished transitioning, doing what you do. And it's really hard to transition in 6 months. But you start wondering, is this just a psyop on top of a psyop? Or is there really people trying to defend our country? Is it just those of us out here willy-nilly on our own trying to do it?
Okay. Have you ever been impatient if you put coffee up in the microwave to warm up and 60 seconds seemed like forever?
Yep.
That's the mentality we've been conditioned with. So we think if it's gone on for X weeks or X months or even now a couple of years, it should work faster. But when you are dismantling the destroyers, the ones that create the obstacles for good things to happen, you have to it's cause and effect or catalyst to see reaction. You have to constantly be doing this so that you'll know what are the things that you have to tackle. You can't know until people respond.
That's true.
And so we have to be patient and we have to be grateful.
And you know there's a force that's working towards the betterment of the common people. Because our media is completely controlled by the force that's trying to destroy us.
Of course. If you, I've recommended on my Twitter stream that a fiction book that will tell you some of the truth is Double Crossfire by A.J. Tata. A.J. Tata was the Undersecretary for Policy and Procedures. And the book is fabulous because, and I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but he is probably one of the seven people in the know of what they planned at the Defense Department or within this small group. And he wrote a fabulous fiction book, and he wrote it even 2 years before 2020. So that tells me that there was an enormous amount going on. And if it could be published, I've given it to some friends and they're like, really? All I will say is that if you want to understand some things that are going on, read Double Crossfire. It's like, oh my gosh. So this is true. Oh my gosh.
I'll create a link to it. So I'll find it and create a link so people have it. Yeah. And where do you think the country's at? You feel the pulse of where things are going, and that's your role from what I understand. So where do you think the pulse is? Are we making progress, and are you optimistic?
I'm very optimistic. I'm very optimistic. I had to re-educate myself about my impatience, because what happened was, when you think about just at the start of the inauguration of Biden, and we thought there might have been arrests during that time or things were going to happen. And so we have been expecting and anticipating, but they were false flags, and they couldn't even let us know they were false flags because they had to create them. And one day I was out walking my dog, which I do four times a day. It's 15 to 20 minutes out of my life, but I'm thinking, would you hurry up and do your business already? I want to get back home. And then I realized, wait a minute. It's not raining out. The weather's really pleasant. He's having fun. I'm seeing different neighbors. Maybe what I need to do is focus on gratitude and not impatience. And so what I also realized is, when we have certain expectations and we're expecting life to fit those expectations, we cause our own disappointment. So I stopped expecting when something is going to happen. And I work very hard to appreciate any bit of information that comes my way that helps me understand things better.
I think that for those we know who are fighting this, there's huge appreciation towards the efforts that are being made to fight it. That's something that I know people really appreciate, because they know how hard this fight is. The problem is, people don't know that the fight's actually going on, because this is where the disappointment comes in. It's not just propaganda to appease people, because in the Soviet Union, there was the QAnon movement was done back then to appease people, to get people not to act up and to think that their savior's coming to save you, versus you need to act up and do things yourself. And it was actually a psyop to get people to stand down. And so I get concerned that there's a psyop going on to get us to stand down while they destroy us. And so how do we know, that's why I don't want anybody to stand down.
Okay, there's not QAnon, there's Q, run by people in the military. The Anon were people who would occasionally post, and at first it was on some other server before the military completely took it over. I think that, and I've not followed Q posts, but I read certain things and I listen to some people explain some of it. it was giving indications about things, and the people that really followed it, they were able to take it further and understand it even deeper. That's why I think so many people have sprung up podcasting with the truth and talking about these things. They're trying to find a way to share and get other people to help them share so that we can keep on waking people up. But I do believe that more people are awake than what the impression is.
I agree with that.
And how large is that silent majority? And it's a new silent majority.
I think it's huge.
Because we were the silent majority before, and we're speaking out. So I think it's much bigger, and that we just have to wait it out.
So, but we might have to wait it out. So you're saying that it's just getting more and more people. The waiting, the patience is to get more people to become aware. But the people have to stand up and make things happen. It's not going to be a white hat. You know, when we look at, well, all of us would be white hat. It can't be just a handful of people. If it's just a handful of people, then it is a psyop.
That's why so many things on a grassroots level, people are standing up and making changes and speaking out and changing things. So that will have a domino effect. But again, that is slowly changing. I mean, we have the FBI that calls parents terrorists.
Yeah? It's bad. I know.
I mean, and then we have a resident in the White House that thinks all white people are terrorists. You know, when people are told that, then...
And if they
don't think about it, well, it's wrong. But when you're told it, and if you don't do your own investigation, then you believe all of the stories that go along with it.
That's true. So what do we do? What do you think? Let's, as this parting thing, I enjoyed talking to you. You can tell we did a long conversation, which I appreciate. You gave me a lot of your time. What do we do? What can people do? Give them some hope on what they can do. And then, we need to know where we can follow you.
Well, one thing is find, if they want to make changes, get involved locally. That is the best. Get involved locally. If whatever you care about, if you care about the voting, if you care about the education, there are so many small grassroots groups that you can do something with and feel you're making a difference. If people want to get a hold of me on Twitter, it's at Biz, B-I-Z, for those in England, Z_shrink. And on Truth Social, it's at Real, DRJAN, Real Dr. Jan. And I'm on LinkedIn. Don't do Facebook, please.
Facebook, have they banned you?
No, but my dog had puppies. And he didn't. He fathered them. And I had two of these puppies. And I wanted to sell them. So I went on Facebook and I asked the question. Well, I got a mark against me because they interpreted it that I was trying to sell and I wasn't in the marketplace. But I stay away from Facebook. You know, another time we can talk about it, but
you can't advertise puppies. Like if you're just like a homeowner whose dog had puppies, you can't say, hey, does anybody want puppies? We're just going to asking for a nominal fee. You can't do that on Facebook without becoming this commerce site. I mean, give me a freaking break.
No, you can't.
God, see, this is the technocracy where they use these rules so much where you can't even flipping live? I mean, the neighbor had cat had babies. Next thing you know, they have to turn it into a commerce site in order to just do what neighbors used to always do. Hey, Sarah, so-and-so had babies. You want to go check out the cats, you know, or the kittens?
Exactly.
And then you go, and how much are they asking? A couple $100. Okay, great. You can't do that anymore. It has to be a commerce site. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, LinkedIn is a good way. And then Twitter and Truth Social. And other than that, see, I actually fired Cambridge Analytica. And Cambridge Analytica was a big expose over here.
You fired them personally?
I fired them personally because I hired them first with Republicans overseas because I was working on doing with all the expats a vote prior to the Iowa caucuses. And so they did that for me. And then as things went on, they were getting delayed, and that Alexander Nix said to me, well, Jan, we have other clients that are paying more money than you, so you'll just have to wait.
And oh,
I said, you know what? We're done. But when the story first broke, I ended up calling my producer over at ITV, and I said, look, they're missing certain points. They are absolutely missing certain points. And suddenly the investigator called me, and it turned out that because of my Republican National Committee connections, I knew far more people involved in it and put them in touch with it. And that is probably one of the reasons I stay away from Facebook, because I knew what they would get out of it, what they could take from it, what they could find. So we'll leave it at that. But This was very enjoyable.
Good. Well, you know, and I'm trying to ask questions that people feel. I mean, I get a lot of emails. People are totally discouraged or whatever. It's like, this is really what people are feeling. And so
it absolutely is. And you know, I had been praying to God to guide me when I do interviews, because I was getting so frustrated with the negativity and, you know, what they tried to do. And after I did that interview on GB News, the best feedback I got, you gave me hope. And that's what I want to give people, hope.
That's right.
Even if things are invisible to you now, if you keep on looking and you become more aware and you listen to other people, that invisibility will become visible. And that's the best we can do.
Well, the hope comes from knowing that people are going to create their own country and their own situation as we become more aware. And it goes into their hands, but we have to convert that power to them.
I think we run the country.
That's
is
right.
Lip service at this point. It's how it should begin.
It is.
And you're absolutely right. People need to get involved locally.
That's right. And then it won't be lip service anymore. That's the point.
Then it won't. It won't. And you have to come out in force. The Democrats have always been great at grassroots organizing, always. We're just starting to do something like that, but we're doing it very effectively.
Well, and I'd like to get it past the Democrats. I'd like to be a huge umbrella for everybody who's trying to make a difference, and just not America first. I mean, take this country down. It's all of, we got to take this back. It's about us first. We want to be good stewards of the earth. We care about our neighbors, and that's all great, but we got to take care of our family first.
You have a percentage of the population that is ashamed of our history. Ashamed. And they, that is such a hurdle. That is such a hurdle
well,
to
I
deal
think
with.
We,
but I've but, got two dogs that are looking at me like, you're an hour late for our dinner.
Well, I want to say one thing before I let you go, because you gave me a ton of time here and I love this and we need to have more conversations.
Yes.
Being ashamed of our history, we have to face what our history is on the good parts and the bad parts. And because it is what it is, it's truth. And then we claim the good part and we grow and become better. But we
exactly.
We
but
cannot.
They don't think that way.
Yeah.
They
That's
only
right.
Have judgment. They have gut reaction. They have subjective interpretation and they have judgment, but they don't have the reasoning. They don't ask themselves, now, why do I think that? Why did I feel uncomfortable with that? Why did I react to that? No. It's, and you're not feeling the same way, or this is what you've done and I don't like it, and therefore I'm going to condemn you. So on that note, I'm going to go take care of my doggies.
Yeah,
thank
I got
to
take
so
care of mine
much,
too.
Sarah.
Thank you so much. This has really been great.
It really was. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.